Take your copy of God's Word and open to the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 31. We're going to talk about this biblical mother that God has made. Happy Mother's Day to you. Happy Mother's Day to my awesome wife. She is amazing, and I wouldn't be the best son that my mother had if I wouldn't say Happy Mother's Day to my mother in Texas, or the best son-in-law that my mother-in-law has and say Happy Mother's Day down in Florida. All right. Mother's Day is a day that provides us an occasion for us to celebrate what the Bible says about women. And in a day when people are trying to make men and women equal, or on the opposite end of the spectrum, just trying to put women down and still keep them to a position inferior to other people, wise and happy are the women who understand where they originated from, why they were created, and what a wonderful contribution they make to God's plan. Amen? Amen. George Washington said, "My mother was the most beautiful woman I ever saw. All that I am, I owe to my mother. I attribute all my success in life to the moral, intellectual, physical, and education that I received from her." Mother knows the real pressures of life, especially in the day that we live in. But it's not a new thing. Matter of fact, moms have been dealing with things for thousands of years. You remember in the Garden of Eden, the first mom, Eve, she had to deal with two sons, one killing the other one. Another mother who was cast out by her son's father into the desert to die. And of course, God took care of them, Hagar and Ishmael. Matter of fact, a great nation come from them. Jochebed, who is the mother of Moses, she had a hard decision. Cancel culture was killing all of the babies of that day. And so she took her son and put him in a basket and sent him down the river. Could you imagine that? Man, we don't live in a culture that does those sort of things nowadays. But women understand and know. There was a woman named Rizpah. She was the concubine of King Saul back in his day, and she had two illegitimate children by him. They weren't to the throne or anything. And so after Saul and his sons were killed, they did some bad things to King David, and he gave them over to the Gibeonites to be killed. But Rizpah, a mother's love, you know what she did? Day and night, she stood by. And she got rid of the vultures from their hanging bodies and the jackals at night because she didn't want their bodies to be destroyed. And David saw the compassion of that mother. And she had their bodies taken down and had a proper burial for them. A mother's compassion and love is unmatched by anybody. Even Mary, the Lord's mother, just a woman specially chosen by God to house God. Isn't that amazing? The amazing thing about Christmas is that flesh can actually contain God. You ever think about that? God contained inside a human flesh. And not only that, but contained inside of a woman. How wonderful. But from the beginning until now, mothers, they know and they understand the real pressures of life. Jeff Smead said that, "I don't believe that anything has ever been said or ever will be said that is so eloquent enough or so expressive enough to articulate the true value of a mother." Amen?
Amen.
Our proverb this morning is God's description of the ideal woman. Not just mom, but the ideal woman as well. And God certainly isn't a chauvinist. He is our creator. And ladies, he designed and created you. And he knows that He knows what is going to satisfy you, what is going to bring you fulfillment to your life. And ladies, would be wise to acquaint yourself with this Proverb 31 woman and make her your role model. Now, keep in mind this proverb wasn't written to make you feel guilty or to put any kind of unrealistic expectations on your life. It was actually written to build you up and to show you your God-given potential. Amen? Let's look at our proverb this morning. Proverbs chapter 31. Proverbs 31. verses 10 through 30, Solomon writes this: "Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night, provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff and her hands holds the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all of her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates." That is the characteristic of a virtuous woman who we call mom. Tim Bongiorno, would you open us in a word of prayer, praising God for our mothers? Amen. Before we talk about our mothers, let me just say one thing. That even though you may not be a mom, and maybe it is your lifelong goal to be single, God forbid that the Bible doesn't teach that just marriage is honorable. It is. It's an honorable thing between a man and a woman. But the Bible does place great honor on being single. Matter of fact, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 7 that there are some things that single people can do for God that a married person cannot. And so we don't want to let anybody be made felt like a second-class person because they are single. But if you are married and you're intending on becoming married, then understand that God expects you to be a very valuable mother and wife. And so guys are looking for the perfect 10, amen? They didn't want to say that, did they? How about the perfect 12? That's what we're going to talk about this morning. I've got 12 principles from Scott Womble that I want to give you about the virtuous mother or wife. Number one, she's trustworthy. She is trustworthy. Look at verse 11 there in Proverbs 31. Solomon says, "The heart of her husband safely trusts her." I wonder how many of you men out there praise your wife for her trustworthiness. You found somebody that you can trust, I hope, and I hope you praise your wife for her trustworthiness, especially mom. Moms can be trusted with anything. That's why they become a lot of their best friends, because you can tell your mom anything. You can trust her with all the information that you have. They have that kind of sixth sense. Matter of fact, men don't have that. They're always looking for something, and, well, of course, that may not be true for every. I just remembered one that's opposite, but most of the times, mothers know where everything is. And when the men go to the cupboard and they're trying to find, "Honey, do you know where that thing is?" Right in front of your face. If you'd been a snake, it'd have bitten you. They know. You can trust them with everything. Sometimes they finish your sentences for you because they'll take care of everything. They always do. They always know where it's at. They're very dependable. And in doing so, you can trust that she's not going to talk behind your back. Some wives do, but not all. And that's the virtuous mom, the virtuous woman and wife. She is very trustworthy. Secondly, she's a companion. She is a companion. Not only trustworthy, but a companion. Look at verse 12. Solomon says, she does him good all the days of her life. That tells me two things. First of all, if a wife does you good, that means she's going to build you up and let you know when you fail, but let you know that there are so many things that are worthy of you even when you're not worthy. That's the thing about a virtuous woman. Always doing good to the men all the days of their life. Women are very unique in telling their husbands and their children good things about them, what they need to hear, what they want to hear, despite all the faults that men have. Amen? Amen. All right, three of you understand exactly what I'm talking about. And secondly, if a wife does you good all the days of her life, that means that she is a very close companion to you. It is love and companionship. An excellent wife, an excellent mother, is an excellent companion that you want to love and spend time with all the days of her life. A good companionship is an excellent virtue of a wife or mother. So those of you guys that are single, look for that in a wife. Number three, hardworking. Now look, in our day, I could say as a child growing up, my mom was a stay-at-home mom and my dad took care of the family and was very thankful for that. But not every family has that opportunity. In most cases nowadays, mom and dad have to work. But that's actually not nothing new. Matter of fact, even back in ancient Bible times, the mom still had to work in the family. So this isn't something that's new, but a very virtuous mom is hardworking. Look at verse 13. It says that she willingly works with her hands. She does it willingly. The concept is repeated in verse 13, verse 19, verse 24. And we catch several images of mom who sews to meet her family's needs. Verse 14 and 15, we're reminded that moms do the grocery shopping and not only go pick out the food, but take time to cook it. And so this proverb reminds us that women are often work outside of the home to take care of the family. Verse 16 talks about their earnings. Verse 24 talks about selling merchandise. And when's the last time you thanked your wife or your mom because she sewed something on your clothes, mended something that was torn, cooked you food, or just because she makes additional income to help the family out? Verse 27 says, she does not eat the bread of idleness. She doesn't sit still. Guys, it reminds us that we're not the only ones working. In fact, it's been said without any reservation, it's the ladies, basically, who hold the church together. Amen? Amen. Well, we do need more men to step up and help, but there's a lot of ladies that help out. So praise God for hardworking women who go the extra mile. Number four, caring. A virtuous mom is very caring. Look at verse 15. Solomon writes, she always rises while it is yet night. She watches over the ways of her household. And that tells us that she cares greatly for the family. Most of the times, I don't think dad wakes up when the baby's crying or needs to be changed or needs to be fed. It's always the mom that's up all night taking care of that. Amen? Most of the time, the men don't even know it until the next day. Sometimes it's not even when they're kids. When they get older, when they get sick, who's the one that gets up and takes care of them? When they're puking and throwing up and, 16, 17, 18. I don't know, they may be in their 20s still living with you doing the same thing. But mom still gets up to take care of them. Amen? Amen? Moms are very, very caring. Most men are heavy sleepers and don't know anything. Number five, wisdom. Verse 16 says that she considers a field and she buys it. It doesn't just speak of her willingness to work. It speaks of her wisdom. She does things with a thought-out process. And so verse 26 says the same thing. She opens her mouth in wisdom. Guys, you do really good to value the input of your wife or your mother. Most of the time, it's the... I heard an amen out there. Now, we understand that the men are the head of the household, but you know what? Behind every good man is a good wife. And behind every good wife is some good information that you should maybe take heed to. Sometimes the men are bullheaded and make their own decisions, but I think God has put a woman there to be different in many ways to help out. And there are so many things that women can do that if the men would just listen to them. Amen? So praise God for their women wisdom that women have, that she imparts to the family, that the men actually listen to. Number six, compassionate. Look at verse 20. She extends her hand to the poor, yet she reaches out her hands to the needy. How blessed are you if your mom is a loving person, not just to you, but also towards people in the community, towards people that aren't their own kids. How many times do mom take in their friends' kids and everybody else, and half the time you're taking care of them? You ever been one of those moms? Oh, absolutely. You're a community leader. You help out. You pay for all their needs when their mom and dad won't do it. But that's a good woman. That's a good mother. That's a good wife, helping out to the needy. And so blessings are those the moms that are very, very compassionate. So if your mom is very compassionate, how about thanking her? Thanking her for the compassion that she's had. Number seven, talking about the perfect 12 woman. We got five to go. Number seven, Proverbs 31, look at verse 21. Solomon says, she is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. You know, mom is always prepared. Kids, you ought to thank your mom every time she remembers something that you forgot. Ever have those moms? Every time you go out and you're like, oh, where's my, right here. Oh, I forgot my, right here. Here you go. Yep, that's all you need. That's the rest of it. Now go. They're always there. They always have that sixth sense to know what you need. They always bail you out of a jam. They're always there to take care of those things that you never think of. Praise the woman who's always prepared, because nobody else seems to be. Amen?
Amen.
Number eight, attractive. Look, most women don't get all dolled up and look good for other men if they're married. They look good for you. Make sure, husbands, you recognize that. Because there's a lot of men that don't recognize when their husband, No, we're not. No, we don't do that here. We're. Let me take a drink on that one. Wash that out. Just reverse that. So, most men don't take the opportunity to acknowledge the beauty of their wife because most of the times they overlook it. And when a wife gets dressed up and, you know, they're going out to eat and I tell you, I give you a personal example. Sorry, babe. I fail at that so many times. And here I am and, you know, just got done mowing the lawn. I got my tennis shoes with grass on it, my jeans and t-shirt. And it's like, let's go out to eat. Okay, I'm ready. Let's go. Like, aren't you going to change that? I've got clothes picked out already for you. You going to change? Why? So don't be that ignorant, husband. Make sure you understand that your wife gets attractive just for you. 1 Corinthians 7 says that her body is not hers and your body is not yours. It belongs to your spouse. And so they do things to honor you, so we should do things to honor them. Women go to great lengths to do that. And so kids, it should be the same. Most of the time, women dress their husbands as well as their children. And so that's a good thing because they're trying to make their family look good, look attractive as they are. And so we thank you, Mom, for being attractive. Number nine, reputation. This is good because look at verse 23. Solomon says, her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. That talks about the husband. Well, why are we talking about the husband when we're talking about a virtuous woman? Well, you know what this means? It means that she makes the husband look good. Amen? Amen. The wives are always elevating the husband, always praising the husband. And in the community, in the public, the men look good because of the wife. You thank your wife for making you look better than what you are? Amen? Come on, men. You ought to praise God for her, do you? I know several women that absolutely verbally bash their husbands out in public. And praise God for the ones that don't. It's a reputation. Don't take that lightly. Number 10, you want to look for the optimist. The optimist. Look at verse 25. She shall rejoice in the times to come. Oh, how pleasant it is to have a mom in the house who isn't always worried and fretting about everything. Instead, is always optimistic about life and the things that are ahead. Optimistic people are encouragers. They want you, they're dreamers sometimes, and they will help establish your goals. Don't you just love those optimistic people? Men, praise your wife if she is the optimist, looking ahead with pleasure. Oh, it's all going to work out. Oh, we're going to get this taken care of. Oh, it's not a problem. Oh, it's not a real big deal. And so we thank God for those that are very optimistic. Number 11, pleasant words. I like this one. Women, pay attention. Proverbs 31:26, Solomon says, on her tongue is the law of kindness. How blessed it is to have a mom who is a pleasant talker, not a person continually griping and whining about everything. Proverbs talks about the nagging wife. We're talking about the one who is always kind, always has nice things to say, speaks kindness, teaches kindness to the children. And so, kids, you should thank your mom if she models that kind of kindness in her speech, because it'll rub off on you, and you'll learn to speak appropriately. Matter of fact, even though our parents pass on, we still have the virtues that they give us. See, in John chapter 5, verse 19, Jesus said, what the Son sees the Father do, the Son does in the same way. And so if you have a mother who is a virtuous woman, according to Proverbs, you will practice the same things that she did. Your children will see that type of virtue, and they will become like them. We need more women to do those very things. Men, be thankful if your wife teaches your kids the kindness that you don't. Surely she makes up for the rough edges that you have. Amen. Amen. And I think many of those things that are better than speaking with a woman who is always kind, who always has that kindness on her tongue. There's just something special about a woman who does that, who's always encouraging, always very appropriate. And you know, like many people, I think of Marilyn Carr. I think of her as a mother, and even though she is not my mother, she's still a mother figure to many people. She always has a kind word to say about everybody. I think that's wonderful, and those are the kind of virtues that we need more in our women. Amen? Pleasant words. We need people to speak pleasant words. It's a biblical principle from Ephesians 5, but didn't your mother teach you, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all? Amen? All right, number 12, dedication, dedication. Proverbs 31, verse 30, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. You know, if your wife or your mom, if she loves God, you got it good. Amen. Love her, praise her for her dedication in helping build a Christian home. Let me close with this. Proverbs says, rubies are very valuable back in the Bible days. I don't think maybe they didn't have diamonds at that point, but back in the days of Bible times, rubies and gold and silver were about the most precious, valuable things in the world. And in the book of Proverbs, they compare those types of things to things that are more valuable. So we talk about things that are valuable. They use those as examples. And in the book of Proverbs, there are three things that Solomon writes are more precious than rubies, gold and silver, and all the riches in the world. The first is this, the ability to speak prudently. Proverbs 20, verse 15 says, there is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Second is wisdom. In Proverbs 8, 11, it says, for wisdom is far better than rubies. But here's the idea. And last, but certainly not least, in this godly woman is this virtuous woman in Proverbs 31, verse 10. It says, who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above anything. Amen. Far above anything this world can give you. There's a poem that it's given. It's called My Mother. It says this, your love I know, I've seen your tears. You've given to me my life. You've walked through hours and days and years of heartache, toil, and strife. To see that I could have the best that you could give to me, you gave up needs and often rest. You viewed eternity. To do his will, my highest call, and by your special care, I stood and walked and did not fall. You held me up in prayer. Though strands of gray may brush your hair and miles divide our way, I know that by your quiet prayer, you helped me day by day. You've shown me how to give, to share, to put my own needs last. You've helped me see and be aware that life is so soon past. Despite your love, I would not dare, for there is not another who spreads her gentle love and care like you, my loving mother. You know, the book of Proverbs ends where it begins, and it speaks of the woman who fears the Lord. And Solomon started Proverbs with the same thing. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. And so all virtue, all wisdom, all knowledge, love, whatever it is, begins with the fear of the Lord. And for a mom that fears the Lord, there's no greater thing, no greater love than that.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time this morning, Lord. We just want to thank you for moms. We want to thank you for the love that they give us. We want to thank you for the virtues that you have spread through your word. We thank mom for encouraging us, being there for us, being dedicated, praising us, lifting us up when we're down, helping us with our little problems, and just always being there, being a listening hand to the mom who is a taxi that drives us all over the place to everything. This is the virtuous woman that you have given to us, Lord, and we thank you for her. We thank you for the example that she gives to the home and everything that she provides and the example she sets and the help that she gives in all of life situations, not only as a mother figure to her own children, but to those who are her children's friends and to the community and to church kids, the ones that teach in our kids programs and our youth programs, just to be a mother figure, because sometimes those kids don't have any mother figure at all. And so, Lord, we thank you for those moms, and we honor you by honoring them. We love you, Lord, and we just give this moment of invitation, and we just pray that you'd have your way, and we ask this in Christ's name. Amen.